This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, this is your sister. I just read your message, and I was in the middle of winning my first domino tournament. Told the bartender to buy her a drink, and I hope I don't have to play Nick down the road. I'm going to go have a piece of chocolate. I don't have chocolate. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's panic. When a woman is out of chocolate, that's panic. She'd want to play Nick, her buddy. She played Kim Komando in the first Domino's tournament last week. I don't know what happened. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. I blew the pause there. Sorry. Today's guest is going to talk about your health. Health insurance. Stevens and Associates. They were a sponsor for an entire year, and you didn't call him and ask questions and maybe use his services, so he did not renew for another year. That was a couple of years ago. I was talking to him about what I'm going to do this year, and he's my agent. I'm an agent, and he's my agent. And I said, you know what? I want to thank you for a year of sponsorship. Why don't you come on and give us an update. So that's what's going to happen in the second segment. The fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, in addition to wondering why my phone is ringing. It was reminding me to turn on Zoom, which we've already discussed. I usually either forward my phone or put it on silent, but I forgot to turn off the ringer. So year to date will do, but I've also been tracking the median price of what's in escrow every week. And for years, I always told you, you know, how many listings were in escrow, snapshot in time. But now for the last 29 weeks, I've been tracking the median price. 29 weeks ago, was April 12th, 2024. The median price was $3.1 million, and there were 59 pendings. Today, there are 57 pendings, and the median price is $2 million. Before you say, oh my gosh, prices have gone down, we sold 15 sales last week for a median price of $3.4 million. So, all the higher-end listings that were pending sold, and then on top of that, 17 open escrows, the median price was only $1,975,000. So that's easy to see why the current pot of pendings dropped to $2 million. It's been around $2.5 million. We're still, year-to-date, we're still at $2,252,500, but just call it $2,250,000. Last year, it was $2,250,000. And the year before that, it was $2,250,000, 2022. So median price flat, not Montecito. Montecito went from $5,400,000 for the first 43 weeks of the year in 2022 to $5,500,000 to now $5,925,000, pushing $6 million. Montecito only, interesting numbers, 105, 106, 107. In 2018, during the year of the Thomas fire debris flow, we had 105 sales for the first 43 weeks of the year. And this year, we have 106 sales. And last year, we had 107 sales. So that was those three numbers. In 2018, median price for Montecito first 43 weeks of the year was $2.8 million. And now it's $5.9 million. And getting back to the last 3 years, overall, $2,250,000, pretty flat for this year and the prior 2 years, 3 years in a row. You go back to 2022, the first 6 months of the year, the median price was $2,320,000, and there were 519 sales. But the second 6 months of 2022, median price dropped to $1,950,000, and there were 384 sales. And that's when interest rates went from out of the cellar back into higher rates. Now, the last 2 years, 2022, 2023, like I said, the median price, $2,250,000, all the same. 2022 ended up at $2,212,000, and 2023 was virtually going to be at $2,212,000, but there were so few sales. You know, we dropped from 17.35 sales per week in 2022 to 13.23 sales in 2023. So when you have fewer sales, the median price can really move around like a cue ball bouncing around on the table, or I should say a pinball machine. And you just go one over, and it was either going to be $2,212,000 or $2,250,000. I mean, there were so few sales, and right within the middle of the pot of sales, you know, four or five, six sales, it was very volatile. So it could have gone either way. So we ended up at 2 million. It was $2,212,000 until someone, it was $2,211,925 for 2023, until some agent well into 2024 put in a sale for the first 6 months of 2023 and then bumped the median price up to the just about $2,224,000. What else do you want to know? So 57 listings, 2 million is the, that's what's pending, 57 listings pending. Last week was 58, 2,250,000. It's been around 2,200,000 for a while. And I imagine it'll bounce back up to that as well. Oh, inventory. I had to look to some inventory. For some reason, back in 2009, when, you know, the median price was 12, not quite, but probably, you know, they're at $800,000 range for a few years, the doldrum years. I started looking at what's in escrow over $1 million. And back then, on the 43rd week of the year in 2009, we had 40 listings in escrow over $1 million. And that represented 8.6% of the total. Today, we have 56 listings in escrow. You would think, God, the median price is so much higher, we should have more. But that represents 29% of the total, since we have so few. Oh, I'm sorry, that was last year, was 29% of the total. This year is 22% of the total. And, oh, that's even wrong, too. I'm looking at the wrong year. 29% of the total was 2022. In 2023, the listings above $1 million was 22%. And in 2024, 18.6%. We have 55 listings in escrow over $1 million. Last year was 49. And in 2021, we had 91 listings in escrow over $1 million, represented 44%. That was a crazy year. But you know what? In 2020, we had 150 units in escrow over $1 million, which is really shocking. To see that difference on the 43rd week of the year, when 2021 was such a groundbreaker with numbers just off the charts. So that's it, year to date. We'll take a break. We'll come back with my guest. You'll learn how healthy you're going to be in 2025. And then the third segment, got some interesting sales, Padaro Lane, and interesting listing, an unusual price, and another listing with unusual instructions that I've never seen, and also a little follow-up from a listener on Brent Glogie's 71st birthday, October 23rd. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.